Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Keep Moving Forward podcast with Tom O'Leary. I am so grateful for you. Thanks for passing the messages on to people that you know that you think would benefit. And I'm just so encouraged by the interaction. Hey, if you're able to donate, that is just a massive blessing. If you are donating, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. You can get all the messages at the website, thomoleary.org, or on your podcast app. So you can get them either way. And again, thank you so much. All the messages are there for free. And if you can do a small donation, that keeps it going and growing. Hey, today we're going to be talking about that God's listening. God is always listening. He hears it all. He knows it all. And everything that you say, good, bad, or right, or ugly, or whatever, he hears it. Every prayer, he hears it. And we're going to dive into that and really see how God is listening. God's listening. You know, there's a great passage in Psalm 38, verse 9. It says, "You know what I long for, Lord. You hear my every sigh." And I really love that translation. You know, like a sigh, like that deep breath, that, you know, I'm going through it. Every sigh. So, you know, when you wake up in the early morning and you got to get to work and you're like, whew, or, you know, you're at work and there's a stressful situation and you're like, ugh. And then, you know, maybe it's just the end of the day stress and you're driving home and you let out that sigh. Well, God's word says that he's listening to that. He hears that sigh. And that passage, Psalm 38, verse 9, also indicates that the Lord knows what you're longing for. So I would guess that those sighs, S-I-G-H, that we do, are connected to something. It's connected to a feeling. It's connected to a frustration. It's connected to maybe an unmet expectation. All those things. And the Lord knows it. He hears it. He knows it. He knows what you're longing for. And so we got to just understand that God's listening. I'll never forget, not too long ago, I was in a men's Bible study, and someone who I would consider a very mature Christian, man of God, and he looked at me and said, "I just wonder if God hears me." And it really struck me. Like, here's a guy that knows the Lord, knows God's word, and yet is still struggling with the idea that, is God listening? Does he hear me? And so we got to dive into that today. So let me give you five takeaways about that God's listening. Okay, we're going to kick it off with Psalm 139, verse 1 through 4. Beautiful passage. "You've searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely." Here's number one takeaway. God hears you before you say it. Isn't that a trip? Like, it's saying here in this passage, Psalm 139, verse 4, that before the words get off your lips, before it gets off your tongue, that God already knows it. He knows what you're going to say. So that is a trippy, but wonderful, powerful truth and thought, that God hears you before you say it. So to unpack this in Psalm 139, verse 1 through 4, so the Lord searches you, meaning he knows you through and through, heart, mind, soul, everything. And it says, you know me. And so you can trust God knows you through and through. And then he knows where you're at all the time, you know, when you sit down, when you lay down, when you rise. And then, this is also really crazy, but he knows your thoughts. And that is probably a great reminder that we need to keep our thoughts good, right, and true and pure. And so we keep our thoughts in the right place. And then the Lord knows where you're going. He discerns, you know, when you're heading out and when you're going to lie down and all of this that Scripture talks about, that he's familiar with all your ways. And then the kicker is verse 4, before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. So our number one takeaway is that God hears you before you say it. That's how much God is listening. That's how much he knows you. And so we can just take that one to the bank. Like, man, if he knows what I'm going to say before I even say it, he's really a listening God. It's interesting when Sherry and I will be watching a football game on the couch. Something will happen in the game and I will make a statement and go, oh, da, 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 da. And like 2 seconds after I say and make this comment, the TV broadcaster says the exact same thing. And Sherry looks at me and goes, how do you do that? It's like I knew what was on the broadcaster's tongue before he said, but just a fun illustration of how the Lord, before we say it, he knows what you're going to say. Okay, let's go to number 2, and that's 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. And it says, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So our second takeaway is God hears you faithfully and correctly. That's what it really means to be attentive. And that's what the Scripture says, is that the Lord's ears are attentive to your prayer. And so that means he hears you faithfully. He's not going to miss it. He's going to hear exactly what you're saying correctly. And that whole idea of being attentive, I mean, we could kind of connect to that, where if you're in a relationship and the other person's talking, there are times that we zone out, right? And you hear the womp, 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 and you're not really listening. You're not being attentive. But when you're intentional and you're attentive and you're really trying to hear the other person, I mean, that can be a powerful thing. Well, the good news is God is always attentive. Always, always, always. And it kind of, like, I think of when you're attentive, you kind of perk up, right? Your ears perk up. You lean in and you're listening. It reminds me of the classic TV commercial growing up, which was E.F. Hutton. And if you're not familiar with it, you could YouTube it. But it was so funny because they'd be in like this train station and people everywhere and it's noisy and crazy and everyone's moving around, and then all of a sudden one guy says to the other, well, my broker is E.F. Hutton, and E.F. Hutton says, and then everything comes to a screeching halt and everyone leans in to listen. And I love that visual. I love that picture. And you know, man, God is so attentive. He's listening. He's perked up. He's leaning in. And God hears you, number 2, faithfully and correctly. Okay, let's go to number 3. And that's going to be in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. It says this, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Verse 15, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we've asked of him. Okay, so number three takeaway is God hears you when you speak his will. So let's unpack that a little bit. So verse 14 says, okay, we have this great confidence, and God wants to empower you. The Bible talks about it a lot, that you would have the confidence to approach the throne of grace, right? So confidence that we have in approaching God. And then, if we ask anything according to his will. So whatever God has already said is good, right, and true. Whatever God has already put the stamp of approval on, whatever he has in his word, you know that that's his will, not going outside his word, but in his word, you know that that's his will. And so when you're asking things that are lined up with God's will, that's in God's word, you can know that you know that you know that you know that he hears you. And what's so beautiful is when we go to verse 15, if you know that he hears you, then whatever you're asking for, again, it's lined up to his will, you know you're going to have what you asked of him. Meaning that's the slam dunk prayer that you're asking of him. You know it's aligned with his will. So it's just a matter of time. You're going to have what you ask for. So it's just so important that we understand that God hears us. God's listening. That's what we're talking about. And this number three takeaway, God hears you when you speak his will. So dive into certain scriptures, certain passages. You've heard me, if you've been listening for very long, my little phrase that I stay in a passage till the passage stays in me. And that means, you know, you find a particular scripture, and I'm probably more quality over quantity, but you grab a hold of that scripture and you chew on it, you think about it, you meditate on it, you memorize it, you get it inside of you, and then you can pray that exact scripture to God. You can, you know, put it in first person and pray it to God. And that is a powerful, powerful way to pray. And it's so important to know that, man, God wants to bless you. And so when we go there and we're praying according to his will, it's going to happen. I mean, I think of now being a grandfather. Like when I was a father, I was probably a little more rules, you know, have the car back by 9 p.m., you know, that kind of thing. But now with my grandkids, and they call me Pops, and they'll come over to the house, and I have this little freezer in the garage, and they'll say, Pops, can we get a popsicle? And I'm like, absolutely, yes, please. You know, it's like, my will is that they would have a popsicle. You know, they're asking according to my will. And because I want to bless them and have fun and have it life-giving. And really, that's the heart of the Father for you. He loves you. He has searched you out. He knows you through and through. He's listening to you. And so we just got to believe it. And really understand that he's the listening God. Okay, I got two more for you. Let me go to number four. That's Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 13, one of my favorites. And it says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Verse 12, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." Verse 13, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Hey, number four takeaway, God hears you and listens to you. So there's a little bit of a difference versus hearing and listening. We can all hear noise. Like I was saying earlier, like if you're in a relationship and the other person's talking, you could hear that there's words coming out of their mouth, but you might not be listening. Well, what it says here in Jeremiah 29 verse 12 is that God is listening, not just hearing, but listening. And that's our whole topic today on the Keep Moving Forward podcast with Tom O'Leary, that God's listening. And so I love verse 11 of Jeremiah 29. It's saying the Lord has a plan for you. He knows the plan. He's got the plan. He's declared the plan. And the beautiful part about the plan is to prosper you, not harm you, to give you hope, to give you, it says, a future, so that you're looking forward, you're letting go of the past mistakes, the wrongs we've done, the wrongs done to us, letting go of the past, not looking in the rearview mirror. I got a buddy of mine that said, you know, live life like an Italian sports car, no rearview mirror. I like that. You know, because we got to just let go of the stuff from the past. And we've all been there. We've all made horrible mistakes. And there's been, you know, pain in our life and things done to us. And you just let it go. You got to let it go and look forward. And that's that future that God is talking about, moving into that future. And then the whole idea that there's this invitation in verse 12 of Jeremiah 29, that you will call on the Lord, you'll go to Him, it says you'll come to me, and that you'll pray to me. And, you know, don't overly mystify prayer. I mean, it's just talking to God. I mean, that's prayer. As the psalmist says, you know, I'm pouring my heart out to God, and that's prayer. So, you know, you can just talk to God, and you can do it in the quiet place of your mind. You could, I think it's can be very powerful to pray out loud. You can take a walk and or take a drive in the car, or you know, put it out there and talk to God. Pour your heart out. And the promise here is that He is listening to you. And then, you know, verse 13, you're seeking Him, you're going to find Him. You know, when you seek, you're going to find. And it's when we go there with all of our heart. You know, it's just so interesting how God is so intentional. I've shared this before, but in my lifetime, I've met a lot of people and I've remembered a lot of names, like a lot of names. And people will ask me, what is my technique or my trick? As my wife Sherry says, tips and tricks by Sherry. And I don't really have a trick. All I can say is that it's if I'm intentional. So if I were to meet someone and go into it and not be intentional, I'd turn around and 3 seconds later, you could say, what was their name? And I say, you know what? I don't know. I'm not sure. But if I go into it and I'm intentional and I shake their hand and get their name and I'm intentional, then I'm really listening. And you could ask me a month later and I could tell you their name. So there's something about intentionality. Well, God of the universe, our Father in heaven, is so intentional and He's listening to you. And so it's not only that He hears you, but He's listening to you. And that takes it a little deeper. It takes it deeper into the heart that, wow, He cares about me. That's kind of the difference from hearing and listening. It takes it to a deeper heart level. So, number 5, Let's get there. Last one. That's going to also be in the Psalms. And I got Psalm 66, verse 17 through 20. And it says this, I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would have not listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. Praise be to the God who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. So this is a really important one that I wanted to end on, that God hears you when you are not wanting to sin. So if you're off track and you're wanting to sin, it says here that God wouldn't have listened. The good news is if you're trying to move toward the Lord and you're trying to do it right, and again, it doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. We all blow it. We all come up short. No one bats a thousand. We've all made mistakes. But if your heart is like, Lord, I want to do it your way. God, I want to move toward you. I want to do life your way, lined up to your will. Then it says God does listen and that he does hear. And he won't reject your prayer. And I love, love, love Psalm 66, verse 20. He will not withhold his love from you. He will not withhold his love from you. And what a beautiful thought. What a beautiful thought that God loves you so much. He's not going to hold back his love. And again, as we take a step toward the Lord, draw near to God, God draws near to you. And that's how it works. And so we just got to understand that, you know, don't treat God like a genie in a bottle. Where, you know, you're walking on the beach, you trip over this bottle, you uncork it, and this genie jumps out with the voice of Robin Williams and says, you get three wishes! And you're like, okay, God, I'm going to wish for this, this, and this. It doesn't work that way. What we want to do is just align our heart with God, with his ways, with his will. And then there's this invitation. Okay, now, yeah, ask. Ask away. And it's a beautiful relationship that the Lord wants to have with you. So let me recap here. So we kicked it off with a kind of opening key verse of Psalm 38, verse 9, that he hears every sigh, S-I-G-H. Whew, every time that breath comes off of you and you're like, ugh, the Lord is listening to that. That's how much he's the listening God. And that's what we're talking about, that God's listening. So the five takeaways, number one, God hears you before you say it, before you get the words off your lips, off your tongue. God knows what you're going to say. That's how much he's tuned into you. That's how much he knows you and has searched you out. God hears you before you say it. Number two, God hears you faithfully and correctly. And there was that word in 1 Peter 3:12, attentive. So that's how that translates, attentive, faithfully and correctly. He's going to faithfully listen to you, and he's going to hear you exactly how it is, correctly, because he's attentive, he's perked up, he's tuned in, right? Okay, number three, God hears you when you speak his will. Remember, if you pray according to his will, what's in his word, God hears it, he's going to answer it. Number four, God hears you and listens to you. So not only hears the words, but listens, and that takes it to a deeper heart level. And finally, number five, God hears you when you're not wanting to sin. So important, just keep moving your heart toward God. If you made a mistake, if you sinned, you know, repent, turn from it, turn to the Lord, ask for forgiveness. He is faithful and just to forgive and cleanse you. It's his promise in his word. That's part of his will. And so you can be encouraged in these things and know that God's listening. So let me pray for you today. Father in heaven, thank you that you're the listening God. Thank you that you hear us right now. And I pray for each person who's listening to this Keep Moving Forward podcast, that you'd encourage them, that they would not go down the road of doubt, that you're not hearing them or listening to them, but that today there would be something solidified in the core of who they are, in their heart, in their soul, in their mind, that you are listening to every word and that you care about them. So encourage them today, fill them up, love on them today. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I'm so encouraged. Thank you so much for tuning into the Keep Moving Forward podcast. If you know of somebody in your life that you think might be encouraged by this podcast, send it on to them. Send them to the website or on the podcast app. Keep Moving Forward with Tom O'Leary. And continue to interact and ask questions. And if you're able to donate, again, you can go to the website, tomoleary.org. There's a give button, donate button. And I'm so, so, so grateful. So here we go. Never forget. Never, ever, ever, ever. God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And I'm for you. God bless.